This is KCUR 89.3. We all learned it as kids. Old MacDonald has a farm, and on that farm he has a cow that says moo. But why? Why do cows moo? We sent Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted to investigate, and here's what he found.
What does a horse say?
That's my niece Betty. She's just about to turn two, and she's been learning her animal sounds with my sister.
What does a chick say? What does a cow say? What does a cow say?
So she's getting there. But what does moo mean? Whenever I'm out in the field, I can tell many ranchers have a powerful connection with their cattle. They can almost understand them. But now researchers are figuring out exactly what cows are saying. Fortunately, I have the University of Missouri in my backyard, so I drove out to the beef research farm to meet cow geneticist Jared Decker. Today, he's checking in on dozens of cows that have been donated to the university.
So I'm definitely not an expert. I can't translate cow moos into English. But there are certain times when you can tell that the cattle are communicating with one another.
The cows mosey out of the trailers they arrived on and into their new outdoor pens on a damp spring morning. They'd spent the first part of their life on a nearby farm, but now they're constantly mooing as they mill about the feed stations at their new home.
And so they're talking to each other, trying to figure out the new environment.
It's like the high school cafeteria where everyone's trying to find their friends to sit with.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the same situation, right? You're in the classroom, you get up out of the classroom, you go to the cafeteria, you're now in a new place, you're trying to chat, find those friends, get back together so you can sit at the lunch table together. Same thing here. These cows were at their old farm. They were there with their buddies. We put them in trailers, moved them here. Now they're trying to find those buddies again.
Decker says that cows will also use moos to talk to us. Sometimes they're hungry, they need to be milked, or a mama cow needs help.
If a cow is mooing, maybe her baby calf is somewhere where it shouldn't be. It's on the other side of the fence, so that mama cow needs the farmer's help getting the calf back on the right side of the fence.
Cows have a one-word language. But researchers in England have actually shown that different moos mean different things. Researcher Monica Padilla de la Torre talked to me on Skype. Her team looked at communication between cows and their babies.
In cows, we could record two different types of contact calls.
Mama cows have one loud, higher-pitched moo.
They use this type of call to when the calves are out of sight. And low-frequency calls, which are used for cows when they are nearby their calves.
Hungry calves have their own moo. When they wanted milk but couldn't find their moms, they mooed like this. De La Torre says the calves' higher frequency moos and the older cows' lower frequency moos were individually distinctive, suggesting moms and babies can recognize each other's voices. Now, not to make it all about me, but there is a flip side to this. One of my biggest problems as a radio reporter, cows not mooing for my stories. Cattle geneticist Jared Decker says that's because happy cows don't need to moo.
It's when something's out of the ordinary that they need to moo, right? It's I'm hungry, farmer, come feed me. It's my baby's not near me, let me find my baby calf. It's
let's make a baby calf.
Yeah, let's make a baby calf.
So whether they're on the Missouri research farm or Old MacDonald's farm, cows use moos to communicate. My colleague's toddler, Ranger, is learning about Old MacDonald and his herd.
Moo, moo, I am moo.
Hear a moo, there a moo. It turns out that moo actually means something specific.
Yay!
Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.